local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Beautiful start to the week. Welcome to a Monday edition of the program, hour number two. It is 5:12 here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. We'll get right to it. Not a whole lot of time to waste here. We start with our top three stories. The latest from Israel. They are vowing to respond to the drone and missile attack from Iran over the weekend. Reaction from Antony Blinken, Secretary of State.
I think what this weekend demonstrated is that Israel did not have to and does not have to defend itself alone when it is the victim of an aggression, the victim of an attack.
On aid to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of the response. Official made the comment after Israel's war cabinet met for several hours last night. Around the country today, looks like a coordinated protest around the country, anti-Israel protest erupting on interstates, roads, bridges, and cities across the U.S. New York, the Brooklyn Bridge, also Wall Street in downtown Manhattan. On the West Coast, the southbound traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge has been blocked for several hours. They also blocked an entrance to a jet engine plant in Connecticut. They chained themselves to a Boeing plant in St. Louis, Missouri, and shut down the main highway. That's the Kennedy Expressway outside Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Also today, the FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore bridge collapse. Agents have boarded the ship that crashed into a support pillar, sending the span to the bottom of the harbor. The Washington Post says part of the investigation is focused on whether the crew left port knowing the ship had problems. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines are coming up right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just a few spots of note here. We'll start with what we touched on late last hour. If you are on Highway 297A, whether it be you're traveling north or southbound, traveling towards or to Pinecone Drive, we've got some backups in that area. I think last week we had some line work going on over there. It appears that that may still be the case now. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, has some typical evening traffic developing. Still have some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and then a bit further west towards Highway 87. And then two spots over in Milton if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, coming over or passing Avalon rather, and approaching Glover Lane. We've got some typical issues there. And then over in Pace, we've got Woodbine Road. If you're traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points, it's just some slight evening congestion there.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. It will be dry overnight. Lows will mainly be in the low 60s. We've got upper 70s for Tuesday, and it's going to be a little warmer later in the week with some highs getting up into the 80s. And most of the week will be mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Couple of big updates here locally. The latest is that the a 19-year-old man wanted in connection to the shooting death of a 16-year-old in Cottage Hill is now in custody. According to jail records, Cantonment resident Ethan O'Brien was booked into the Escambia County Jail a little under 2 hours ago. The sheriff's office says late Friday night, O'Brien was at a party on Wishbone Road showing off a gun when it accidentally discharged, killing the 16-year-old. O'Brien then allegedly fled the area. He's now being charged with negligent homicide. A Pensacola-based attorney is facing a slew of child porn charges. 33-year-old Alex Rigsby, he was booked Friday morning. He was arrested and then released from jail Saturday after posting $1.2 million bond. According to Channel 3, he's facing 30 second-degree felony counts of possessing 10 or more child porn images. This after investigators say they searched his phone in early February. Governor Ron DeSantis getting some FaceTime in Escambia County. He was at Warrington Preparatory Academy discussing House Bill 1285. He says the bill will continue to enhance Florida's top-ranked education system.
Just as it's wrong for a school district, an activist, teacher, a school union to try to impose an agenda on the students, it's also wrong for citizen activists or parents to do these passive-aggressive false challenges to try to act like somehow, you know, we don't want education floors. So this bill does correct that.
Yeah, a portion of the bill will limit book challenges to one per month from those without children in a school district. And the bill also simplifies the process to convert failed turnaround schools to charter schools, as well as establishing Purple Star school districts. The distinction will go to districts that make significant commitments to supporting military families. Also, the city of Pensacola today says letters are being mailed out this week to residents with information on enrolling in credit monitoring service. This comes following last month's ransomware attack that so far has not resulted in any confirmed personal information breach. The city says TransUnion is handling the program and the detailed instructions on how to enroll are included in those letters. City also is setting up a dedicated toll-free response line that's available from 8 to 8 each day. 1-833-543-2815 is the phone number, and an FAQ page is also live on the city's website as well. We'll take a break here at 518. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve. And of course, we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On a Monday, welcome to another work week here in Pensacola. Hard to believe it's already the midway point of April, April 15th, 2024. It's crazy. Weather looks great this week for the most part. We're not going to have any rain to worry about. Some clouds will be moving in a little bit later on. Alan, just a couple minutes away from the very latest on that. Road update here in a couple minutes as well. First, get some state headlines out of the way. We talked in the top three stories about the anti-Israel protests all over the country, and Miami was one of those cities impacted. Police say they've taken at least seven people into custody. The flag and banner waving demonstrations trying to block Biscayne Boulevard and Northeast 3rd Street in downtown Miami today.
And a sentencing trial for a Jacksonville man who admitted to killing a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy is underway. Patrick McDowell pleaded guilty to the shooting death of Deputy Joshua Moyers during a 2021 traffic stop. Earlier this month, a judge ruled McDowell will be sentenced under current Florida law regarding the death penalty. Instead of a unanimous verdict, an 8-4 majority is needed for jurors to recommend a death sentence.
A study finds that Florida homeowners own low-quality insurance that wouldn't meet federal guidelines, Chris Trankman reports.
Floridians may be unaware that 50 small insurance companies that cover 70% of the state are so financially sketchy they could go bankrupt after a storm, leaving homeowners vulnerable. The study from Harvard and Columbia says the company Demotech of Ohio may be giving Florida's insurers higher ratings than they deserve. 20% of A-rated companies actually went belly up over the last 15 years, and the study shows Florida regulators typically look the other way. I'm Chris Trankman.
And a Florida appeals court says that phone conversations with law enforcement can be recorded without consent. The 5th District Court of Appeals last week dismissed 5 wiretapping charges against Michael Waite after the Floral City man recorded a 2021 phone conversation with a Citrus County Sheriff's deputy. In its ruling, the court said police performing their official duties did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy when speaking with Waite over the phone. The appeals court upheld battery and resisting arrest charges against Waite. 525, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Multiple spots of note, but nothing too severe, luckily. If you're traveling northbound, this is going to be on Pensacola Boulevard towards West Detroit Boulevard. We do have some backups developing there, and a bit more if you continue traveling north on Pensacola, just past 9 Mile Road, closer to 10 Mile Road. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some problems in that area still, but that's just typical evening traffic for you. And maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, is still showing some minor backups. And the same can be said for Caroline Street, traveling eastbound past Avalon Boulevard, and Woodbine Road, traveling northbound towards the Publix at Five Points.
All right, looking at our weather.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. It will be dry overnight. Lows will mainly be in the low 60s. We've got upper 70s for Tuesday, and it's going to be a little warmer later in the week with some highs getting up into the 80s. And most of the week will be mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at our national news today. In New York City, jury selection starting in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial.
I think a lot of people have predetermined outcomes about this case already based on truth, based on lies. A lot of the stuff that's been going around, I mean, this has been in the public domain for 8 years. Why are we prosecuting it now?
Well, Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover payments made to Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. Trump, when he arrived, said the trial is a persecution and an assault on America.
And two bodies have been found in the search for two missing Kansas women in Oklahoma.
based on the evidence that our agents and local law enforcement were able to obtain, we used that to search a wide area throughout Texas County, and we were able to use those resources in order to find where these two bodies were.
The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says the two unidentified bodies were recovered yesterday in Texas County. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were last seen on March 30th. Tad Cullum, Tiffany Adams, Cole Twombly, and Cora Twombly were booked on Saturday on suspicion of two counts of first-degree murder.
Robert Kennedy Jr. says he's ruling out running for the White House as a Libertarian. He says that his campaign isn't having problems getting on the ballot, so he won't be running as a Libertarian. Kennedy originally was running as a Democrat, but switched to independent in part because the Democratic Party was not going to be holding any debates against President Biden.
Speaking of Biden, he's debating whether to use executive order to slow a surge of illegal immigration. Republicans say a simple cap on daily requests for asylum will not cut it.
All that's going to do is say, okay, what is the amount of criminal activity are we going to allow to be the norm? And that number should always be zero.
Texas Border Congressman Tony Gonzalez says the president needs to surge immigration judges to the border. If people don't qualify for asylum, they need to be quickly deported.
And there's a Republican effort now to keep disgraced former Congressman George Santos out of the U.S. Capitol building.
Despite being expelled from Congress, Santos shocked many by attending last month's State of the Union address because former members retain House privileges. New York Representative Anthony Desposito has put forward a resolution to modify House rules so that ousted members are banned from the House floor, as well as other areas like the members-only gym and dining room. Santos would also have to give up his member pin, which allows him to easily enter the Capitol. A vote on the resolution may not happen, though, because many Republicans were against expelling Santos in the first place. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
All right, and a quick recap of today's top three stories. Israel is vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack over the weekend. Anti-Israel protests happening all over the country on interstates, roads, and bridges. Looks to be a coordinated attack, or I shouldn't say attack, but coordinated protest, at least online, where as many as 56 cities around the world were expected to take part. The FBI opening a criminal investigation into the Baltimore bridge collapse as agents have boarded the cargo ship. According to the Washington Post, part of the investigation is focused on whether the crew left port knowing that the ship had problems. And also here in our local headlines, a Pensacola-based attorney is facing a slew of child porn charges. That was 33-year-old Alex Rigsby, who was arrested Friday morning. Investigators say they searched his phone in early February, found over 300 images and videos in multiple storage files, and Rigsby reportedly works for Legal Services of North Florida. We're back with a look at what's happening in sports, health, business, and science, and continuing on in the second half hour next.
I'm John Saucier. Jury selection phase of former President Trump's hush money payment trial began today in Manhattan. Trump speaking to the press outside the courtroom and talked about how this trial might affect his campaign for president.
I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be. It's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want.
Trump's facing 34 counts of falsifying business records in relation to hush money payments allegedly made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels in his 2016 presidential campaign. He's pleaded not guilty. Iran launching over 300 missiles and drones into Israel over the weekend. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Iranian leaders launched so many missiles and other munitions because they knew that many were going to be defeated. But the aim was to get as many of them through Israel's defenses as possible.
The United States and other countries helping to shoot down those missiles. America's listening to Fox News.
Score with your money now. For the first time in 10 months, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has a six-session losing streak. The Blue Chip Index tumbled 248 points today. The S&P 500 slid 61, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite skidded 290, or 1.8%. It was once a key part of the company's growth strategy, but reports today say Peloton has quietly stopped offering an unlimited free membership tier on the company's app. CNBC says the connected fitness company decided recently to drop the free tier after failing to convert many of those users into paid subscribers. Folks who already signed up for that tier will continue to have access to it, but new users will have just two paid options to choose from. Peloton stock tumbled more than 7% today. Some surprising news out of New York today. Longtime Yankees radio play-by-play voice John Sterling is retiring, effective immediately due to health concerns. The 85-year-old Sterling has been on the job for 36 years. He'll be honored this Saturday. That's your money now.
Whether you own a-
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Dana White announced that Conor McGregor will return to the octagon for UFC 303 at the end of June against Michael Chandler. McGregor has lost three out of his last four fights, and when he last fought in the summer of 2022, he broke his leg, and it seemed like that was a wrap on his illustrious career. So yes, it's great to have Conor back, but I can't trust him anymore, and believe Chandler will be in better shape to secure the victory. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to 9 Mile Road. Just some typical evening traffic there. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see, North Davis Highway, if you are traveling northbound towards Creighton Road, or yes, northbound just past the intersection with Olive Road, we've just got some very minor congestion in those areas there. Then it's Navarre Parkway. Navarre Parkway has been giving us trouble all evening. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're going to have some minor issues in that area. And then the last two spots are in Payson Milton. If you are traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix at Five Points, we've still got some backups there. And we've got a little bit more if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just past Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow. It will be dry overnight. Lows will mainly be in the low 60s. We've got upper 70s for Tuesday, and it's going to be a little warmer later in the week with some highs getting up into the 80s. And most of the week will be mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 538 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, we had a pretty big weekend of sports. Masters champion Scottie Scheffler now, two green jackets in his first five appearances. We got the NBA playoffs that are set now, and then a big day in Boston.
Yes, absolutely. So as you said, Scheffler did win his second Masters, and he's got a baby on the way. We talked about that last week, so it's going to be quite a time for Scottie Scheffler. Yes, over the weekend we had a couple of big events. We'll start with this one because I, silly me, forgot to touch on it in the last hour. Reports a couple days ago about the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL seemingly going to Utah. The news came just days after the Coyotes had released images of the new arena that they hoped to build outside of Phoenix. Though the NHL Board of Governors has to approve the move, ESPN reports that, quote, all signs point to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith acquiring the team. So I guess we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
In the NBA, yes, the regular season came to an end. Tis the season for the NBA postseason. Joe, I don't know if you noticed, I came in here this afternoon with my Raptors 2019 champs hat on.
I did notice that.
That is a piece of history, as far as I'm concerned, because the Raptors just finished 25-57. But the play-in tournament starts Tuesday. The seventh-seeded New Orleans Pelicans will host the eighth-seed Lakers tomorrow night. The Sacramento Kings will also host the Golden State Warriors in the 9-10 matchup. That's in the Western Conference. Over in the Eastern, the 76ers will host the Heat on Wednesday, and the Atlanta Hawks travel to Chicago to take on the Bulls. And then the eighth-seed games will be played on Friday. And yes, today in Boston was Patriots Day. That includes multiple noteworthy sports headlines, but most notably the 128th Boston Marathon. The men's race was won by Ethiopia's Sisse Lima. He ran a 2-hour, 6-minute, and 17-second race. That's the 10th fastest ever. And then Kenya's Helen Obiri defended the women's title. She's the first woman to win back-to-back Boston Marathons since 2005. And another thing that was going on in Boston today was the Red Sox had an early game against the Cleveland Guardians at Fenway Park. No, I did not put this in the script just because I like the Guardians, but it is worth noting that the Guardians won 6-0. Speaking of the MLB, it is also Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball. Every player is wearing the number 42 to honor the man who broke the color barrier on this day in 1947. So quite an eventful few days here in sports, both mainstream, team sports, whether it be basketball, baseball, whatever, but then also, as you said, Scheffler winning the Masters in golf.
Yes, and the NFL draft now, 10 days away.
And Joe will definitely be taking I appreciate your selflessness. You typically let me take charge when it comes to covering the sports segments. I'm gonna pay it back to you when the draft happens. I'm going to give you all the lead you want with the sports segment, talking about Caleb Williams and the Bears.
If I'm here.
Oh yeah, he may be. You know, he was napping during the Masters. He ain't napping.
I may feel a cough coming on next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh my goodness! Keep an eye out, because if Joe does take a sudden vacation, have the NFL Network on. You just might see Joe Ford
in Detroit with the DeCaleb Williams jersey,
with just navy blue and orange face paint over. My goodness!
I mean, I do that. During the week as it is.
Yes, that is true.
Tax Day is here, by the way, so congratulations to all who celebrate, and happy Tax Day. Austin doesn't. He likes to be a straggler, and the family has to kind of get on him a bit to get him their tax information there to get the family taxes in.
With more experience, I'm sure I'll just graduate to full-on evasion. But right now,
I am in on the, hey, as soon as it opens, because – my wife and I are both W-2s, and we got our first child tax credit this year, which was a nice little bump up in the return.
Yeah.
So we like to just get it over with as quickly as possible, get that refund in, and move on with our lives. But, you know, there's some people out there, and I really don't understand it, but, you know, they file extensions after extensions, and they wait like a year or two to file taxes. I don't get that at all. But anyway, taxpayer assistance centers are available across the country with extended office hours through the 16th tomorrow. And the IRS is asking taxpayers to call ahead to schedule an appointment if you need that.
And the U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July. I don't use stamps, but I must say that is ludicrous, Joe.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I got one. Samsung is overtaking Apple as the top seller among smartphone manufacturers. Yeah, I had to clear out the throat. Industry research firm IDC reports global sales went up by nearly 8% in the first 3 months of this year. Samsung taking over a 20% market share. I know both of us are iPhone owners. So are you dismayed by this report?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I was. You read the first sentence and then you were quiet, and I'm like, is he not going to give any feedback?
I was crying. Yeah, No, I just, how it is.
Well, and then I heard, the cough. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm Apple all the way. Congrats to Samsung, though, I suppose. They're winning the battle. They won't win the war, everybody.
I don't know, man. look, it's the same iPhone every year.
Yeah, it is.
And maybe Samsung is just moving ahead with the more innovation, the more, it's the upgrade's worth it more. And that's, of course, what the sales are based on. So, I know that Apple's come out with the watch and then the headset and all that, but I think it's a high time for something to change with the iPhone, and maybe that'll come up here next year, or we can hope.
Well, and that's the thing. With success comes complacency. Apple, shame on you. Tesla is planning to lay off more than 10% of its global workforce. CEO Elon Musk cited the need for cost reductions and increased productivity in a memo to employees. According to CNBC, Musk called it a difficult decision as the company prepares for the next phase of growth. 5:45 on the nose. Couldn't have timed it better if I tried. Another quick check of the roads and weather here. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still has some backups on it. And Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some significant backups there. Let's see. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still has some congestion in that area, but it does appear to be breaking up a bit, luckily. And outside of that, the last main one is if you're traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix in Five Points.
Good deal. Weather forecast for this evening. Right now we're sitting at around 74 degrees, 63 overnight, partly cloudy, more sunshine with some clouds mixed in Tuesday, high of 77, so right around where we saw today. Clouds will be moving in Tuesday night, 65, and then mostly cloudy skies to wrap up the week, Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday. Highs, though, a bit warmer. Should be around 80 degrees Wednesday through Friday. And no rain to speak of for right now. So that's more good news. Some health-related notes. Calls to poison control centers regarding melatonin overdoses have spiked 500%, according to the CDC. Experts, though, say it's not something to worry about.
Melatonin is extremely safe. Our body makes melatonin. I know this is more of a synthetic type of melatonin, but it is safe.
He says anything is dangerous if taken to the extreme, but with sleep aid, he says the worst symptoms are sleepiness and maybe some indigestion. If parents are worried that kids take too much, he says, call the poison control hotline.
And complications during pregnancy could be linked to an increased risk of death even decades after giving birth. That's according to a new study published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. It found that those who experienced major complications like gestational diabetes had a higher risk of early death. That risk remained high for more than 40 years.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, the armorer of Rust, Hannah Gutierrez, sentenced for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
I am sentencing you to 18 months of incarceration at a New Mexico women's correctional facility. I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner.
This after a jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set. The judge says Gutierrez didn't accept responsibility for her actions and hasn't shown remorse.
A24 has its biggest opening ever as Civil War tops this weekend's box office. Set in an apocalyptic future in America, the movie earned an estimated $25.7 million in its debut. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, finished second with $15.4 million after holding the top spot in its first 2 weeks.
I had another Heidi game situation, kinda, last night. You may remember that we spent a little bit of time last week talking about the Billy Joel special.
Right.
As he's finishing up or has finished up his residency in New York, and they were going to have the 100th show at Madison Square Garden aired on Sunday. But unfortunately for Billy Joel fans, the Masters went long, so it was delayed for 30 minutes, and then it got cut off for local news programming during the middle of his song Piano Man, which I suppose, not being a Billy Joel discography expert, would be the song that you wouldn't want to just cut off.
That's a big one, yeah.
Right? The full concert, though, if you want to pay for it, is available on Paramount Plus. So,
well, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm not a big golf guy, but obviously I'm a pretty big sports fan.
Yeah.
I can definitely understand. There was a time I didn't like sports. I despised it, even though my dad wanted to get me into it. If you are someone who is a big Billy Joel guy and you're watching this and then, like, golf comes on, or if that delays it, and then you have the local news programming, it's like I can see that rubbing someone the wrong way. But I don't know. It ain't my problem. I wasn't watching.
Yeah, neither was I. 5:50, take a break there. Wacky Stories, good news recap of today's top three stories coming back next.
Pete Salvato and Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now, and these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Bands on the Beach is back, so grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's the hottest classic rock and roll horn band in Pensacola, the Baybridge Band. 25 or 6 to 4. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Coastside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
5:52. Pensacola right now. Happy Monday, April 15th, 2024. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and your interaction as well. 850-437-1620. We're talking last segment about the Billy Joel television program that was cut off. And I guess it started late. So it was 30 minutes late because of the Masters. And then it got cut off because CBS National had to go to local news programming right in the middle of the song Piano Man. So, yeah, Billy Joel fans not happy about that. It was the airing of his 100th residency show in Madison Square Garden. So, yeah, always tough there. Texter says, I think the big thing with last night is that when other sports go over, they either delete an entire show or they play it out and local news comes on after the show finishes. Where you'd have, I've seen that before, right? College football, for example, like on ABC, where, the game's going to go along however it is, and then local news is like, we're not going to come on right at 9 or 10 o'clock. We'll just fit with whatever time we have left. So, I understand that as well there.
It's March Madness, bro. You can't kill that. Especially if it's a bigger thing going on. Yeah, for sure. They're going to prioritize sports a lot.
You know, I think if I remember looking at my TV guide right, or my YouTube TV thing, I think it was 6 o'clock was the cutoff there. Maybe they do something where they go to 6:30, and then they schedule it that way, and then they go Billy Joel from 7:30 to 8:30 or whatever, and then just have a 30-minute. I don't know. I'm a TV programmer. I don't know how that works.
Well, you also have to worry about, I heard, because back in college, I remember one of my professors told us this story about how, in Alabama, a Crimson Tide football game was on, and you don't mess around with that.
Sure.
And it was like a hurricane warning in the area. So
they
interrupted the football game. And they're like, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to prep for. And allegedly, some dude, a lot of people called in saying, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
Someone called in and said, I have a bomb, and I will bring it to the station.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, it's like they threatened, hey, I will do this if you do not put the game back on. It's like, are you serious?
One thing, I'll give a shout out to Joe Neubauer, because I know Joe, I haven't met him, but I know just in his reports, I know he's a sports guy.
Yeah,
because
you've said this.
Because he will profusely apologize to sports fans when he's doing the live weather break-ins, where he's like, hey, look, I realize this is what's going on, and I'm trying to get me into a small box because I don't want to,
I don't want
over
a bomb
the,
threat.
but it's like, I want to be just letting residents aware, and then I also don't want to get in the way. So put me in the smaller box, let the game go on the big box. That I appreciate. Not all local TV stations do that.
Yeah, no, he's pretty chill, because it's a ruthless industry for sure.
Yeah.
5:55, one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, we still got some backups there, basically touching I-10. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we've had some congestion issues there. While it's still present, it is seemingly dying down, so that's good. Navarre Parkway still has a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has been getting increasingly docile over time. And then we had some backups on Woodbine Road if you're traveling northbound towards the Publix at 5 points in Pace, but that has seemingly cleared out entirely.
All right. Checking in with Alan here for the last forecast of the hour.
Overnight, low temperatures will mainly fall between 60 and 65 degrees. We'll see partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Looking through the week, it does look mostly cloudy and a bit on the warm side, but the weather will be dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
I saw we were talking about the Masters, and I saw this question on social media. A guy posted a video. He asked, if you were starting on the green,
right,
farthest away from the pin, but if you started on the green, could you win the Masters?
Oh, geez, I don't know about that. I'm so terrible.
I want to say the answer is absolutely not. But they talk about the greens and just how fast they are, and the championship pin locations, about how, if you're a fraction of a millimeter off, you're going in the creek, so to speak. But yeah, it was the question was, if you could start every hole on the green, farthest from the tee, or farthest from the hole, but you're on the green, so on a par four, you got four putts to get a par, could you win the Masters?
I don't think so. Especially when our latest winner shot 11 under. There's no chance I'm doing
there's
that.
There's so many people that are hearing this and are like, oh yeah, like I mean, I could, I break 100 at Tanglewood or you know, the city of Osceola. Yeah, I could do that. I'm guessing probably not.
It's just one of those things that's rooted in ignorance. Like, oh, I could score a bucket in an NBA game.
It's the Uncle Rico, you know.
Yeah, it's just delusion.
All right, looking at some wacky stories here. We asked Austin last hour if he could, without help, send out a fax. Would he know how to do it? He said no. Yes. To his recollection, he has never had to before.
Nope.
Also, a 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York found out the hard way that if you're going to play a prank, you probably should, you know, make sure all your boxes are crossed and your T's are checked and your I's are dotted, right? I think I got that right.
Yeah, you got one out of three correct.
All right. Hey, that's a 333 batting average. That'll put me in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you could win a World Series with that.
He sent a fax posing as a principal at the school announcing that he was resigning. He was caught after police realized he put his own cell number on the cover sheet. So he was discovered that way because he didn't know exactly how faxes worked. He also created fake school email accounts, used them to send the fax, and he also used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble and get private information about yet another student. So he was arrested on two charges of criminal impersonation. As far as some good news, a 30-pound cat in Indiana named Thicken Nugget is going through a lifestyle change, possibly a name change as well. It's slimming down using an exercise regimen usually reserved for dogs. A place called the Canine Aquatic Center is helping Thicken swim his way thin. In 7 weeks, he's lost 5 pounds. They're hoping he can drop another 10 and eventually lose half his body weight.
Well, good for Thicken.
Yes.
And lastly here, just very quick, NBA player Boban Marjanovic gave fans a really nice gift at the expense of Chick-fil-A. The Clippers have a promotion called Brickin' for Chicken, where fans get free Chick-fil-A if a player misses 2 free throws in a row. With the Rockets up late in the fourth quarter, he stepped to the line and missed his first, and then he
played up the crowd.
Yeah, he chose to miss the second.
Intentionally missed the second one. Yes, very good there. Man of the people. All right, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up now.